Blackstone Publishing presents The Guns of August by Barbara W. Tuchman. This book is read by Wanda McCadden.
The book is prefaced by two quotations. "The human heart is the starting point of all matters pertaining to war," Maréchal de Saxe, Reveries on the Art of War. "The terrible ifs accumulate," Winston Churchill, The World Crisis. Preface. The genesis of this book lies in two earlier books I wrote, of which the First World War was the focal point of both. The first was Bible and Sword, about the origins of the Balfour Declaration, issued in 1917, in anticipation of the British entry into Jerusalem in the course of the war against Turkey in the Middle East. As the centre and source of the Judeo-Christian religion, and incidentally of the Muslim as well, although that was a matter of lesser concern at the time, the taking of the sacred city was felt to be an awesome moment, requiring some major gesture to accompany it and provide a fitting moral foundation. An official statement recognizing Palestine as the national homeland of the original inhabitants was conceived to fulfill the need, not in consequence of any philo-Semitism, but in consequence rather of two other factors: the influence in British culture of the Bible, especially the Old Testament, and a twin influence in that year of what the Manchester Guardian called the insistent logic of the military situation on the banks of the Suez Canal. In short, Bible and Sword. The second of the two books preceding The Guns was The Zimmermann Telegram, a proposal by the then German Foreign Minister Arthur Zimmermann to induce Mexico, together with Japan, to make war as an ally of Germany on the United States, with the promise of regaining her lost territories of Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas. Zimmermann's clever idea was to keep the United States busy on her own continent, so as to prevent her entering the war in Europe. However, it accomplished the reverse, when, in the form of a wireless telegram to the President of Mexico, it was decoded by the British and made available to and published by the American government. Zimmermann's proposal aroused the anger of the public and helped to precipitate the United States into the war. I had always thought, in my acquaintance with history up to that point, that 1914 was the hour when the clock struck, so to speak, the date that ended the 19th century and began our own age, the terrible 20th.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?